פרק א' הרכז בישו סעיף זין. טוב הרוי להכיל האף ולא בישו. Something which is fitting to eat even if you don't cook it. המבא שלו בשבס חי את אפיל הממח ורוי להכיל אפילו בלא בישו. לכן המבא של פרס חי אף מהפרס ורואים ליוכל חיים. כיוון שהבישו משבח ומשפיח אותם. The person has something which is able to eat it raw, and he cooks it. Since the cooking changes it, in order to make it better, he's chayav mishum bishul. Even though it was possible to eat it raw, makes no difference. It's still chayav because the cooking makes it better than it was before. Mitam zeh hamachamim mayim u'mavashalom chayav. A person who goes and heats up water, or he cooks and he cooks them. Even though the water is possible to be eaten when it was cold, it wasn't cooked, even though the cooking makes it better, Yechayim Mishum Vashal with the cooking from the water. Se'ez Chet, Shir Eichol Also Bebishol. What is the Shir? What is the sign? Am Vashal B'Shabbos Dov Amacha Sheshu'oi Kegregos Chayv Chatos. A person goes and cooks on Shabbos a food which is a dried fig, is chayav, the shear from a dried fig is chayav shum Shabbos chayav chatos. Mikomakum also me'atzer levashel apachos mikigregos. Kedin chatzi shear also me'atzer rei aura. You're not allowed to go and do even less than this shear. Why? Because chatzi shear is also me'atzer. Therefore, a person has to be careful not to go and even cook less than the amount of a dried fig. He says in the footnote, if so, people are makpid when they had something on the plate which was not cooked, you shouldn't put on the plate something which is a dover gush, something which is a solid, even if it is not now in the kelim mishum, we are worried that it's going to cook it. That is the halacha. From Dava Gush, cook something on Shabbos, therefore a person should be worried, even though it is not a shear from a gregos, a person should go and be careful that it's not going to cook this thing, even though it is pachos from the shear from a dried fig. Perek Aleph Hilchos Bishul Seif Tes Yibush Begodin. Don't dry clothes. Next to a radiator or next to a fire, because they will come to Yad Seledes Boy, and therefore you're cooking the water which is absorbed in the baggage. Even though the water goes labeled, you don't keep the water, and it disintegrates when it's next to the something which is hot. Filoacha, it is awesome and atoya. To go and cook the water which is absorbed in the baggage. So if you're zchein adam shnitzbu begadav tzar nizam ilamad besamach latano ba'ifin shamayim hasfugim bebegadav alulim lagia lechum ha'yishayat zeledes bo. The person is not allowed to, if he's got begadim which came, got wet, he has to be careful not to stand next to the oven in a way that the begodim could come yaltzel at this point, even if it is a baggage which is absorbed with water, he's not allowed to go and put the baggage or even to stand himself with the baggage on him if it could come to yaltzel at this point. If you tell us, tomorrow can you listen? Magevet lacha al gabe mechem mayim. וכדומה, אך באופן שאין בזה עשה עצמונה, אין בזה משום עצמונה. משום שהחום בבשל את המים הספוגים במגבת. If you've got a towel, you're not allowed to put the towel which is wet on a mecham, on an urn, from water on Shabbos, or anything which is on the stove on Shabbos, for even shame of the Eis HaTzmona, Shem Shachum HaVashel HaTzamayim HaSpugim B'Magevet, because the heat will go and dry the wetness which is inside the Beged. And he says in the footnote, even though that you're not interested, you're not miskaven for the water to go and come out of the towel, but gracious and nichele, you're very happy if it comes out of it. Therefore, he says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, to put a towel next to the urn on Shabbos. If you're based, chimun chala kfua, a person wants to warm up a frozen chala. I'm not going to chala kfua ma makti. Vol afshik de leiche. Im yesh kerma chala chala, also lit no bemotun shi yichol lagir lechum in yad selad this boy. Kivin shachum me mis es akach, va mai mislach lachim es achala, va ach kem es fashma ad shehit adem. Mit adem. ונוח לאדם בשביל זה כדי שהאכל לא יתהיה רצועה. והאיזה דמי לייבש בודדים שעשו עוס נעשה בספר מהקודמים. Says like this, if you've got a frozen challah which comes straight out of the freezer, you want to go and defrost it, you're not allowed to put it in a place where it could come to Yad Seledes from the tanur, from the oven, or from the oven or anything compared to it, put it on a place which is Yad, make it Yad Seledes boy, you're not allowed to do it. Because the water will come melt, and then you are cooking the water which is on the challah. Yeah. He's interested in this special. It's the same sort of thing which we said before, and the person not allowed to go and put his wet clothes next to the tanur. ואם בוא לאף תתחיל לתקח מגבי החלה, הנה, or you got a problem from Boya. You got a problem from Boya, that if you're going to go and take off the small pieces of kerach, of ice. And אין kerach החלה, ושוי ליתנו, אגבי המיכם ואומד על האש, אומנעין ושוי ליתנו אגבי הפח עצמו, את פלט החשמניס, שמישה נסים בתחילה. If there's no kerach, there's no ice on the challah, you have to put it on the mecham, you have to put it on the water, even if it is standing on the fire, but you shouldn't put it on the stove itself, even if you've got a blech, even if you've got a pach, or plata chashmalit, you shouldn't put it there, like we learn later on, because you don't have to put anything on such places, nira ka mevashel.